that he played it in when I saw him play it, and absolutely blew me away. I mean, the it's kind of redundant to watch Uncut Gems again and again, but the line where he says, "Let's watch Uncut Gems again and again," stuck out to me. It's almost like you're yearning for a feeling that you can only get when you're sitting with someone doing something, you know, like nothing's ever as easy as people make it seem, but it's like, let's watch Uncut Gems again and again. Let's just relive this feeling that we felt when we were together watching this movie for the first time, you know, let's watch it again and again. I don't care how many times we have to watch it, but as long as I get to relive that feeling, I'll do that, you know. That's my interpretation of his poetry. Beautiful poetry. Great friend of mine. We have a song together called Mare with Potential about a horse. About a freaking horse, Boney. About a horse. I'm about to leave you guys with commercial break, so I'm just talking until the hour's up. But, yeah, I got a whole other hour. We're going to listen to some Modern Lovers, some Iron and Wine. Going to go a little sad. Then we're going to pick it back up towards the end. Got some new Bass Victim on the queue. And here we are.
You think you're the Wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 9th, join Film Club for their production of Frankenstein Goes Job Hunting, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Friday, October 10th, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Create Your Own Mental Health Button event. This will be happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the ATMs. Also happening on Friday, join the Student Association for a showing of Friday Fright, Night of the Living Dead. This will be happening from 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Saturday, October 11th, join Club Odyssey for their karaoke night, happening from 7 to 10 p.m. in Muller Plaza. On Sunday, October 12th, join us for our Craft with Wony event. Come and make jewelry, guitar picks, buttons, decorate tote bags, and enjoy some free food. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Wony Station in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Monday, October 13th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront in Hunt Union. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and be sure to keep it locked.
I'll go insane if you won't sleep with me. I'll still be with you. I'm gonna meet you on the ice cream train. The ice cream train for dark at night. The ice cream train, or I'll go insane. Well, I don't see you and it's getting dark. Today we should have gone Central Park. Well, don't you want to see me ever again? If not, I'll meet you on the astral plane. Astral plane for late at night. The astral plane, or I'd go insane.
accept you on the astral plane. The astral plane. For late at night. The astral plane. Or I'll go insane. Alright.
That guy's brain is a bag full of cats. You could smell crazy on him.
Have care how you speak. Loki is beyond reason, but he is of Asgard. And he is my brother.
He killed 80 people in 2 days.
He's adopted.
Quarrel with a boot.
You an alien?
What?
I'm out of space, an alien.
No.
Well then, son, you've got a condition.
When you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. And when you get out of the dating bar, I'll be here to get back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. Oh, I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved. This power that shows through in your eyes. I go to bakeries all day long. There's a lack of sweetness in my life, and there is pain inside. Can see it in my eyes. Oh, there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. It makes me think about me, that I've lost my pride. But I'm in love with this power that resides in your eyes. Oh. You live in water and apartments. Well, I even got scared once or twice. Last time I walked down your street, there were tears in my eyes. Well, now these streets, we all know, help us cry when we're alone late at night. Don't you love them too? That where you got your eyes. Oh, and I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you.
Your world is beautiful. I'll take the subway to your suburb sometime. I'll seek out the things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. Now as a little girl, you must have been magic. I still get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, probably be tears in my eyes. I knew it would happen. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you. And it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
WNY 90.9 FM, SUNY Oneonta Radio. You get what I'm saying, punks? Here we go. Yeah, that was the Modern Lovers. Glad, feeling very grateful. This next, what we're about to listen to next is something that I stole from my father's set a few years ago. Sorry, Dad. Jacked the cassette off of the set from... Jacked this cassette off of the set of... what was the show that you were working on? What was it? Oh, my gosh. The one with the remake. It was the remake of the... It was with Zoe Kravitz. High Fidelity. Jacked this off the set of High Fidelity. And I had it forever since. This was like 2018, probably 2017. And I've had it ever since. And it didn't really come to fruition until I went to WONY and I could actually play cassettes. I'd never had a cassette player in my life besides like the one that was my father's. And I didn't want to show him that I stole a cassette from his work. So sorry, Dad. Yeah. Quarter Boy. And it also is very funny that this record is what it is because songs by Daniel Engel recorded in April 2013 to February 2014. And it was recorded in a town that's very close to here, New Paltz, New York. SUNY New Paltz. Shout out SUNY New Paltz. Shout out Adam Albright. Bro lives in New Paltz. But I've spent lots of time in New Paltz, which is very funny that this ended up being from a place that ended up being, like, it didn't come to fruition until, it was almost like predicting the future. Like, I stole this and didn't even know what the plans were for me, to be honest. I didn't even think I was going to go to college. And then I ended up going to college and being able to play it 5 years later. And then, oh, wow, this is actually very close to home, but I didn't, like, it's like predicting the future almost. So I'll leave you with this. This is Quarter Boy by Dean Engel. It just says Quarter Boy on it. It's a very cool cassette. It's been in my collection. I treasure this one. It's a great, great record. It's off cassette, so here you go. Enjoy. There's a record that could embody upstate New York. I think wholeheartedly it's that one. Quarter Boy, Daniel Engel, Dean Engel. Sorry, Dean. Sorry, Dean. Shout out 9 North Chestnut. I have no idea where that is, but shout out you. Yeah. So I'm going to try to get that guy here. I want to see him. I want to meet him, to be honest. That music is so beautiful. Makes me happy, you know, to see, you know, just someone from upstate New York doing it, you know. And I found the record on Spotify, which is incredible. I did not know that I could find it. I'm going to get them in here. I got to try. Yeah. I'll see what I can do about that. Shout out upstate New York. Yeah, I'm going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. Push until 6. Let's go. Feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better than I smoke 100 blunts and then I ride into the night.
I don't apologize, that's my life, but I thought that when it was your time that you would be the one to hold the strings. Senator Corleone, Governor Corleone, something. Run like a race for family when you hear like you're alone. Rusting years of mourning, faceless business. Yeah.
Look at this. It's the gopher.
I need to feel loved. I need to be desired.
I'm not even cracking. When I found out little Billy here was growing up without a daddy, I had to.
Between your teeth. Come home. Thanks so much.
I'm truly sorry, Your Honor.
So we're all dog faces. We're all very, very different. But there is one thing that we all have in common. We were all stupid enough to enlist in the army. We're mutants. There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong. We've been kicking it for 2 years.
Wake up, Ron, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? You should be one of the rats around. You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with love. Just a plain and simple child. Pray the Lord that I'll grow strong
as I live from day to day.
I searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the church. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord.
I find a stranger in you.
I'm so
WNY 90.9 FM. You're listening to Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. I'm just playing stuff. I'm just riffing, to be honest. I'm just playing stuff. I'm going to be done in a minute. I'm going to leave you with my friend Andrew Treblecock for his show, Whatever I Want. Again, you've been listening to Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. Hope you enjoyed today. I had a lot of fun. It's great vibes in here. I'm going to play some new Bass Victim. Bass Victim just dropped an album. Played their songs last week. I hope you enjoy. I haven't listened really to it, but we're gonna listen together for the first time. This is Grass Is Greener by Bass Victim. Grass Is Greener by Bass Victim, off the album Forever, came out last Friday. Here you go, enjoy, Wony. Obscurity's out. You've been listening to Obscurity's with Magna Chanel. Appreciate it. Check out my boy Andrew Treblecock. Whatever I want. 6 to 8. Mess with it or don't. I'll catch y'all later. I love you. Goodbye.
of my own voice screaming right beneath my teeth. That old familiar sound when my cell phone hits the ground. When that thing just doesn't sing, it's just something I drag around. And I can't be what you need me to be. Lately I can't sleep, just lay awake, feeding on my feet. Well, I'm not shutting down, no, I'm not shutting down, no, I'm not shutting down, I'm shutting up. So you won't hear me when I say everything's okay. I see you around. All the bottles in the street. When the rubber hits the road, I got nowhere to go. No GPS, anybody's guess if I'll ever get back home. And I can't be where you need me to be. 'Cause I'm asleep at the wheel. Probably. So I'm not slowing down. No, I'm not slowing down. I'm not slowing down. I'm speeding up. 'Cause if you won't see my brake lights flash on that rainbow overpass, I'll see you around.
What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery. Don't worry, I brought my radio. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that and let you know that just six megacorporations own